Now listen to a lecture on the same topic as the passage that you have just read.
In North America, the jet stream usually separates cold air from the polar region in the north from warmer air to the south, so it's called the polar jet stream. Okay, when it's cold in the United States, the polar jet stream often dips south into Texas or even as far as Mexico. And when it's hot, the jet stream retreats into Canada. Now think about some of the trips you may have taken across country. Did you notice that the airline schedules factor in the effect of the jet stream on flight times? For example, if you were flying from Los Angeles to New York, the flight would be more than 1 hour shorter than your return trip from New York to Los Angeles. Why would this be so, do you think? Well, because a particularly strong jet stream can provide a strong tailwind that moves the plane along faster as it travels with the wind. But on the way back, the plane will encounter a headwind, and it will have to travel against the wind, so the flight will take longer. And the plane will also consume more fuel when it's traveling against the jet stream, and you'll probably also feel more turbulence. Besides that, the weather for your flight can also be affected by the jet stream because this strong current of air moves weather systems and storms around the world by pushing them forward, just like the tailwind that pushes your plane.